Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about culture, conflict, and chaos in America today. I'm on the set with one of our sons, Greg. Greg lives up in the beautiful state of Tennessee, up in the mountains. He says that when the rapture comes, he'll get to heaven first because he's closer to heaven.
Amen.
He's up in God's land, he says.
Well, some of these folks in these big cities are going to beat me there because it seems like we've got them shooting up, burning up, and everything else. So there'll be a few believers that beat me there. They just won't beat me there in the rapture, okay?
Yeah, that's it. That's the key. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at some headlines. I'm looking at one that says, Bill Gates, the CDC, Fauci, and Burks, now totally silent about the mass race riots across America, provides the COVID-19 lockdown was a total scam. One of the things that, Greg, that we see is that all of these mayors and governors of the blue cities and states across America, if you want to understand that blue city is a state, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. And they're not having any problems with the Black Lives Matter movement and the Antifa movement that's destroying America. They're not worried about that, but they're worried about churches and people going into church might get COVID-19.
Hey, I had a local attorney that actually challenged me on Facebook, and he said that all this chaos in the nation, it's Trump's fault. You Republicans, he said, y'all control the Senate, y'all control the White House, this is all on you. I'm thinking, do you really believe that the culture that the society looks and goes, yep, Trump started all this? Really? How ignorant is that position? And when you just pointed it out, and it's true, city by city, if there's complete chaos in the streets, if law enforcement is not arriving, if you call 911 and get a busy signal, you're probably living in a Democrat-controlled city. If they haven't done anything to stop the riots and stop the looting and stop the burning, you probably live in a Democrat city. My goodness, even we got on the COVID-19 Wuhan flu. I pointed out the fact we got somewhere between 25% and 50% of the deaths that have been in nursing homes. And Cuomo is the one that said, hey.
About 35%.
Yeah, so I was right in there. In between those two, it's like 50,000 is the number. I had somebody quote 11,000 this morning. I'm thinking maybe in just one state, but it's about 50,000 folks that have died in nursing homes. And that started with orders like Cuomo saying, hey, nursing homes, you have to take these COVID-19 patients. I got to say Wuhan flu. I'm sorry. I am not going to fall for the politically correct stuff. But how is that Donald Trump's fault? Again, this isn't the Donald Trump program, but we're going to be honest about things. How in the world is that Donald Trump's problem? How in the world is that the Republican? But I think they want the chaos, and they even want the racial strife. I think the last numbers I saw had like a 40% plus positive view of Donald Trump within the black community in America.
Yeah,
that scares the Democratic Party to death. Candace Owens and a handful of others have started this Blexit movement, and we're seeing more support for Donald Trump right now than we've seen for a Republican at a national level in decades within the black community. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That, and by the way, folks, that also is a really, really strong reason for the open borders push. They don't want just DACA. They want open borders. They want the flood of immigrants coming here. And years ago, I go, you know what, I think it's probably because, illegal immigrants prefer Democrats. And some of y'all go, well, they don't vote. Well, yeah, not only do some of them vote, but they're doing the motor voter thing. They want more of them to vote. And under DOC and other programs, they want to turn them into legal U.S. citizens, and they want them all voting in America. Because the fact of the matter is, Pew Research done proves my point. Right now, I'm sorry, when the poll was done, 4% of illegal aliens identify as Republicans, 4%. 31.2% identify as Democrats. Did you hear that? That's an 8-to-1 ratio.
That's right.
That's 8 times more. So guess what? Candace Owens said the other day, blacks, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, your vote won't matter. You are being replaced. You are being replaced in America. They are scared to death of what may take place in November. So they are willing to burn the country down, many of them, so long as they're the ones in control of the ash heap.
A good illustration of that, Greg, as you're touching on it, is that I see or hear nothing from the Democratic Party. I call them the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. I hear nothing in the negative sense about BLM and what they're doing. BLM, I'm looking at an article here, it says BLM at war with America. Outrageously cowardly and traitorous, politicians are allowing Black Lives Matter, a racist hate group, to engage in an everything must go fire sale against America. BLM is literally pulling down monuments, demanding that large portions of our history be removed from our records. They're burning down homes which dare to fly the U.S. flags. They're taking control of portions of cities, absurdly claiming it was their new country. Anyway, why is Black Lives Matter behaving like spoiled brats, bullies on American playgrounds? The answer, because they're allowed to by the Democratic Party. Fake news media is also duplicable and obviously agenda-driven. Here, New York Times headline, Trump rally in Tulsa could spread the virus. Meanwhile, the New York Times said the rest of the fake news media are encouraging anarchists to flood our streets with protesters with zero concern about spreading the virus. Further, the article reads, what is so frustrating is BLM is an extreme racist and anti-American hate group. Years ago, BLM declared war on cops, white people, and others. They marched down New York City streets.
You stop it right there. That's where you say, you know what? This is not just a hate group. As you know, what's that internet outfit that wants to tag everything a hate group, especially if it's conservative? In any case, Southern Poverty Law Center. They like to tag everything and anything conservative as a hate group and lump them in with you know, they should be the first ones in line to say BLM is a hate group and here's why. Not just a hate group, but you know, within the
government.
Not only
are they not doing that, they're helping fund BLM.
When you start advocating for violent overthrow of the government, you're not just anarchist. You know, you're a terrorist or a domestic terror organization. Those things have to be answered. Why are they not being answered? Well, they're not being answered by Democrats because there's an objective, there's an agenda, and that agenda they see again. I think they are puppets that view themselves as puppet masters. They see the agenda culminating in November and hopefully a blue wave. You know, if you step back 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, you had over 50 Republicans that decided they weren't going to run for re-election. There was a blue wave, but I think a lot of it was because the territory was abandoned. Of course, more than half of those, in my estimation, they were rhinos. They shouldn't have been there anyway. Paul Ryan, I thought I could trust the man. He was the one that said, hey, you put me in the speaker's chair, and I will restore regular order. We'll pass regular appropriations bills. These omnibus spending agreements, all inclusive, they'll go away, and we'll have regular order, and we'll conduct ourselves appropriately. No, nothing changed. You know, Ryan, if you asked him, he'd say, you know, I am pro-life, 100% pro-life. Well, he had the opportunity to completely strip, defund a lot of these radical abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood that last year said that we're in a decline right now on abortions in America. But they announced their greatest year, 345,000 lives they snuffed out last year in Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. We could have snuffed out Planned Parenthood's funding. But this year, they got over $600 million from our federal government through all these different conduits, and that's blamed on Trump. Well, no. Trump put $0 into his budget. Nancy Pelosi, all money bills, according to Article 1 of the Constitution, all money bills begin in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi puts all that in, and people are – there are some never-Trumpers out there that are giving me this junk that look at what Donald Trump's done. He's not pro-life. He gave them over $600 million. You go, are you stupid? Do you not understand? I'm sorry, that just sounds mean, but do you not know how government works? And when we have these 435 members over there and they pass a bill and it's passed by the Senate, well, yeah, the president can veto that. You do know also if he vetoes an omnibus spending bill that includes everything, you know, military.
That's the whole point of the reason they do the
tax. Exactly. They wait to the last minute. They pass an omnibus spending bill. They shoved all this crud into it, and it becomes a series of poison pills. I had a discussion with a legislator not long ago. We talked about the poison pills. Reality is poison pills are put in by both parties all the time. They put in things that the other side doesn't want, in order to try to force it through with something that the other party does want. They do an omnibus spending bill, put in all sorts of pork, and Mr. President, if you don't sign it, we're going to shut down the government. People won't get their Social Security checks, and we'll have to shut down the military.
That's it.
Do you not know how it works?
I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, this is Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries. Thanks again for taking my call today. And Greg, good to talk to you. Appreciate you being on the show. I miss you, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a happy Father's Day. I only have a quick minute. I'm working on the run here, but I wanted to call in. I've got an announcement that will go along with your program. You know, the discussion, is BLM, Black Lives Matter, a Marxist communist organization, and more than it meets the eye to a lot of folks. Well, so many of you may know I'm the vice president of the Westside Republican Club. Tonight we have our first meeting since we're getting back together, and so our meeting is tonight at 6:30, and we are showing a documentary film called America Under Siege: Antifa. And this is produced by Judd Saul, who also produced Enemies Within, and the Trevor Liddell, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, who was on Enemies Within and many things of that nature. So he's in the film and educating on what's really going on. And the neat thing is this was actually made in late 2017 after the Charlottesville incident. But wow, when you see this film and to see that it was made in 2017 and to see what's happening today, it's absolutely amazing. Now, it is focusing more on Antifa, but basically BLM, Antifa, all the same. It's all lumped in there together, and you'll learn that in this documentary. So we meet at 6:30 this evening, Harvest Time Church of God. That's Harvest Time Church of God. 4502 Old Middleburg Road. If you're missing any of that, just go to the Westside Republican. It's actually Republican Club of West Jacksonville on Facebook. That information is posted there. And again, we meet at 6:30 there, Harvest Town Church of God. But I do want to say one more thing about this so-called controversial issue. Now, we know that the president has declared Antifa a domestic terrorist organization.
Right.
Technically, at this point, there's been no legal or politician or no declaration of BLM as a terrorist organization. However, we pretty much know what they are and they are. So that went out in our club email late last week. I included just three letters, BLM, after the word Antifa, in calling them a domestic terrorist organization. And unfortunately, political correctness is just run amok, even in our local Duval Republican Party. So the Duval, as a Westside Republican club, we are chartered by the Republican Party of Florida. And so they basically have all legal rights over our club, which I'm for withdrawing from the party for that reason. So basically they can dictate to us what we say and do. So the Duval County Republican Party, the chairman had to call me and demand that I remove the letters BLM from the email because it was not legally declared a domestic terrorist organization. And
Raymond, can I jump in for just one moment? Yeah, I'm glad you are letting us know this, and it's wonderful, and I applaud your club for what you're doing. And just a little footnote on what you're saying there. I'm looking at an article now. BLM co-founder admits the goal is to get President Trump out. In the article, mm-hmm. while massive protests continue to rage across America and beyond in the name of George Floyd, Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, C-U-L-L-O-R-S, admitted during the interview on Friday that they are a trained Marxist organization to, quote, get Trump. And now you can go on the Black Lives Matter, BLM, website, go down to the donate button, press that. It opens up a whole section that tells you what their goals are. Their goals are to totally defund the police departments across America.
Well,
the sixth part of their goal is to dethrone God.
There's a little side note on that, or footnote on that, and that's you're going, once you leave Black Lives Matter and you hit the donut, you're going to Act Blue. It's a Democrat fundraising page, and yes, you can get all the details and realize that truly BLM, Black Lives Matter, is a militant fundraising organization for the Democratic Party. But there is a difference. They say, hey, we're not really affiliated with Black Lives Matter in the street. We're the Black Lives Matter Foundation. So it's different than – but we realize that their goals, though they say there's a difference, their goals completely intermesh and interweave. They are one fabric, folks, and if it's the BLM – again, Black Lives Matter, not the Bureau of Land Management or Antifa, or what they are in harmony with one another. And by the way, I have to lump another group in here. If you're a never Trumper, guess who your allies are? It's not just Sleepy Joe and Pocahontas. It's not just Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It's also what do you have this group that's, was it last night or today? They're in capitals and cities across the United States. The Luciferians. Guess what?
Yep.
You're allied with the Luciferians. You're allied with the witches and warlocks that have over and over gathered in order to pronounce curses on Donald Trump. By the way, in the text where Jesus is accused of operating under the power of Lucifer, think
Beelzebub.
About that. Mm-hmm. And Beelzebub, and he challenges. What did he challenge him? It's the house divided. The house divided against itself cannot stand. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not the. Don't you dare misquote me. I am not comparing Jesus to Donald Trump or vice versa. But I will tell you that principle can be used. Matter of fact, it was used by Abraham Lincoln in a House Divided speech. He was talking about America. But a House Divided, you very quickly can tell who a person is and what they support by who their allies are. So never Trumpers,
that's right.
I know your allies, never Trumpers. I know who you are because I know who your allies are.
That's right. Raymond, continue your thoughts for a moment, Laura, so our listeners can know. Repeat that meeting, where it's located in the time frame.
Right. So, I only have another minute. But so the West Side Republican Club, again, tonight at 6:30 at the Harvest Time Church of God, 4502 Old Middleburg Road, will show the documentary film on America Under Siege, and it's about Antifa. And Pastor Clarence Gerald, who is the pastor at the church there, a retired JSO officer, currently the chaplain for JSO, he will give a brief message to tie what's happening now to the scriptures and maybe share a little bit about, JSO's efforts to keep our city safe and these things. But to continue on just quickly what I was saying of how political correctness has totally run amok and is creeped into our local party. I mean, in the name of political correctness and, black voter outreach, we can't call it what it is. We can't use these certain words, and we want to dictate to others what we can and can't do.
Yeah. What you're telling us, Raymond, is you have to agree with their lie. You have to agree with their lie.
Exactly. And that's where I want to say this real quick. I've got to run. The communications director for the local party actually called and demanded that I put out an apology email through our West Side Republican Club, apologizing to Black Lives Matter for you calling them a domestic terrorist organization.
All they need to do is talk with the mayor in Seattle, because the mayor of Seattle, as you
know,
wasn't Seattle, it was Olympia. The mayor of Olympia, Washington State, she bowed with Black Lives Matter in their protest, and she basically kissed their boots in total subjugation and submission to them. Mm-hmm. And then 10 days later, her house was totally vandalized. A Black Lives Matter group, they're spray painting the house. She had a sodomite flag flowing, the LGBTQ flag on her front porch. She had a large BLM sign over her swing set on the front porch. And she said, and I quote, "I can't understand this. This is terrorism." And it was the Black Lives Matter
doing it.
Don't you dare apologize for stating that. In fact, even a Muslim, listen carefully, a Muslim today, Muhammad Ali's son, which is a Muslim, Muhammad Ali's son said his dad would have hated the racist Black Lives Matter movement. June the 20th, 2020, on the fourth anniversary of his death, Muhammad Ali's only biological son says that his father would have been against Black Lives Matter, calling the movement a racist group of devils, end quote. My father would have said, there ain't nothing but devils. His father would have said, all lives matter. I don't think that anyone would disagree on that. And he goes further in the article about Muhammad Ali's son, which is in the article even saying, repeating the fact that he is a Muslim, says that Black Lives Matter is a major, major organization of divisiveness and terror.
As soon as I heard Muhammad Ali, my voice in the back of my head's going, Cassius Clay, yeah. Cassius. That's his real name, born name. But these things, they still connect back together. I was talking a moment ago about the allies. We see, and perhaps folks ought to take a few moments and start jotting down the names of the organizations, the party affiliations. Wouldn't it be interesting to look at the party affiliations? Again, party doesn't tell us everything. The party affiliations of everybody we've had to arrest or rearrest because they've been participating in looting and burning and terrorist activities. Wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't it be interesting to look at those? Just in New York, you had, of course, across the United States, tens of thousands were released from jail early because of the Wuhan flu. You know, the one killed the woman going down the sidewalk. He'd been arrested dozens and dozens of times, and he shoved her and her. Did she die?
92
she,
years old. 92? She didn't die.
No, she was injured severely because she right. struck the fire hydrant there. But you start connecting the dots, you know, and again, not just party affiliation, but the groups and the people, the players, and then you go, my goodness, this kind of reveals the agenda just by connecting these dots. It seems like very few are taking the time to do that.
That's
and identifying
right.
the allies that are associated.
Raymond, let me just read you a blurb of an article that you may want to talk about to our wonderful Republican leadership in Duval County. Title of this article, The Left Exploits George Floyd's Killing is for Revolution. The radical left is exploiting the legitimate outrage of Americans over the brutal killing of George Floyd on May the 25th by Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who was charged with murder, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you think,
in this article, go ahead.
Do you think we would not be having these activities if George Floyd had not been killed by that bad?
No, it would have been any other name.
Exactly. So the name is virtually irrelevant. I mean, everyone, I believe there's uniform, absolute consensus agreement that bad man, that evil man that killed George Floyd, even though George Floyd had a history, that's an isolated incident. Didn't have to do with the fact he was wearing a gun and a badge of the bad guy that killed George Floyd. That has zero to do with what's taking place with the looting. These folks just use him as an excuse.
That's
not a reason. This is not the community is not burning down because George Floyd died. That was the excuse that they used to say we're just enraged.
This is a major article, Raymond. It says Lenin would be proud. Goes further to say, the BLM movement has socialist roots. It has followed in the footsteps of past radical liberation movement, the Black Liberation Movement, but was more intersectionality and added benefit to the current day social media to spread its word. Alicia Garcia, the activist who co-founded Black Lives Matter, was railing against a radicalized capitalistic society of America as far back as 2015. She praised the willingness of young people to reject the respectability of police and politics, to confront power in the form of police directly and militantly, she says. Garcia was also featured speaker of the Socialism 2017 conference in Chicago. But she has other Black Lives Matter leaders hope to broaden the movement's appeal by drawing attention to purported multidimensional racism against blacks, males, and females beyond just the issue alleged by the police.
They are now claiming that capitalism is by its very nature racist.
Yes. Who's tearing down all the historical monuments and the statues in America today? Black Lives Matter. Yeah. They're destroying, trying to undermine the foundation of our nation.
Why?
Whoever called you and demanded that be removed, tell them to call me. I'd love to talk with you.
Well, I'll just say this, and I've got to hang up. But the political correctness and the corruption within our own party This is now we are at war. This is about communism versus freedom. They are doing it to candidates all over. I know you're probably getting the same article as I am. There was a very conservative lady in Georgia that won an election that's now in a runoff election in Georgia for either House or Senate, who they completely threw under the bus because she was exposing radical Islam and talking out about Black Lives Matter. So this is the their federal, state, and local message is the GOP doesn't dare want to speak out against BLM because they're pandering for black votes. This has nothing to do with being racist.
Tell me the name of the Republican that called you and demanded you remove that.
Well, it was the political director for the Duval County Republican Party. He actually called me. Him and their political consultant, whose name is Alexander Pantanakis. He helps them run the communications for the Duval County Republican Party.
Love to interview them on this broadcast to find out where they're getting their source of, what is their source of information that would cause them to want to pander, submit, and be in subjection to a socialist, Marxist, communist organization like BLM.
Well, they're claiming it's coming from the top, that we can't call them that, and we're reaching out. It happened to have been the email went out in the middle of the night, Thursday night, and so Friday was Juneteenth, and all this stuff. But I think they crossed the line. Listen, they're going to be rolling in the floor with convulsions because I'm there cattling on them on the radio. I'll be accused of airing, dirty laundry, private information, on air, they crossed the line. We're not going to be silent. Our club will not participate, Greg, in their mispropaganda. In pandering, we're not going to do that. We're going to expose this problem and be Americans and fight for our freedom.
Thank you guys for your fight, Raymond. We appreciate you. Have a great afternoon. The reality is the left has for years, you will get called a name if you speak the truth. Matter of fact, Paul said, "Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?"
The church at Galatia.
We're there, and if you speak the truth about homosexuality being a sin. I don't hate any homosexual. Let me tell you that right now. But homosexuality is a sin. The scripture calls it out. If you say that in a public square, you're a homophobe. If you say that Jesus Christ is the only way and Muhammad is a dead man that hasn't saved a single person, all of a sudden you're an Islamophobe. Now today, if we speak the truth about BLM, you're a racist. You understand how they do that? I mean, they have now, they use these terms to demonize and dehumanize their opposition. Because if you demonize and dehumanize, you're just one step away from that looting, that's okay. That act of aggression, that violence, it's okay. Because you were bad to start with, we've now dehumanized you, we have delegitimized you, and tagged you as a bad person.
Absolutely. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, our only hope is in Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You're invited to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.